China is the third largest export market for U.S. agricultural products, buying American staples like soybeans and beef. But the country is also a destination for many specialty products that have fewer options for sales at home and abroad. Negotiations between the U.S. and China over a new trade agreement have meant months of uncertainty. And as Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, that's left some specialty producers worrying about the future.
The ginseng roots in Will Su's hands sound almost musical as they clink against each other, falling back into a large cardboard box that's waiting for shipment.
So this is what ginseng would look like, kind of coming in a dried form off the farm.
Su operates one of the largest ginseng farms in Wisconsin, where almost all of the crop is grown in the U.S. The slightly bitter, herbal-tasting root is a staple of Chinese medicine, and about half of Su's crop is exported to Asian processors, most of whom are in China and Hong Kong. But those sales have been on hold since President Donald Trump came into office and started a back-and-forth exchange of escalating tariffs with China.
We still are holding about 80% plus of our 2024 crop because of tariffs.
That's thousands of cardboard boxes sitting in Su's warehouse. Some of his buyers are waiting to finish sales in the hope that China will lower a 32% tariff on U.S. ginseng that goes back to the first Trump administration. Earlier this month, the president announced the U.S. had reached a new trade agreement with China, but details have yet to be released. Meanwhile, a 90-day pause on higher import taxes between the two countries is set to expire in early August. Farmers across the ag industry are waiting to see how the deal will impact their products. But Su is skeptical the agreement will greatly improve his market. He's worried that demand will continue to erode for Wisconsin ginseng, a premium product akin to buying wine from Napa Valley.
And it's very hard then to convince them to go back to something that is more expensive once they've swapped to a cheaper substitute.
China is also an important market for products that have little domestic demand. That includes pork offal, or what are sometimes called variety meats, the internal organs of a hog like the heart and liver. Because of cultural differences, exporting these byproducts provides a much higher price than if they were sold in the U.S. And around 55% of U.S. offal exports go to China, according to the National Pork Producers Council. Ag economist David Anderson from Texas A&M University says prices for offal fell abruptly in response to the tariff exchange in April, but that price has rebounded since the start of the 90-day tariff pause last month.
I think it highlights that there is international demand and that the tariffs do matter.
But some industries are worried about a more lasting impact from the continued trade tensions with China. Tony Clayton operates a livestock export company in Jefferson City, Missouri. He sells cattle, hogs, and other animals all over the world for breeding. Clayton says exports of breeding swine to China were strong at the start of the year. But after the roller coaster of tariffs and pauses, he says America's brand as a reliable seller has been tarnished, not only in China, but in markets around the world.
The damage is deep on this one. And there's not a week that goes by that I don't have 3 to 4 customers ask the question, what's happened to the United States?
Clayton says China tightly controls the sale of livestock into their country, making it a difficult market to break into. The on and off tariffs exchanged with the U.S. has opened the door for competitors like Australia and the European Union. And he says that shift is likely permanent.
I just wish we had a consistent trade policy. We start, we stop, we start, we stop. And it is just difficult to make any plans.
Clayton is working to squeeze in one sale of breeding pigs before the tariff pause ends. But he's already looking for new markets to start developing in case sales to China don't recover. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.